We will share. And you're looking at Parshat
Oh, that's just sheer.
Shabbat Shira, right? Big
Oh,
song.
Shabbat Shira.
Right. We feed the birds because of the man thing. Everyone, all the kids bring home their little bird feeder projects.
Oh.
And the Spling the Sea project with little fold over oceans and Bnei Yisrael walking through the middle and all those other projects. But we're going to look at the beginning of the Shira. Az Yishuv Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Yishuv Hazot LaHashem, and Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, will translate Rashi, planned as Yashir in the future. They plan to sing to God, and they remember more, and they said, "Ashir Hashem ki go ga'ah." I will sing to the Lord because He has done great things. Sus rachvo He has thrown the horse and rider into the sea. Aziv zimriat And I'm going to leave that untranslated. Aziv zimriat And it was my salvation. That's what we're going to look at. Zekeli ben Behu. Let me edit that.
What is Unvehu?
I will translate as I will beautify him from Nava, or glorify him.
Oh.
The trans Nave is a shelter. I will build him.
What?
Build him a I got smaller. Why is it smaller? There we go. I will make for Hashem a shelter, a temple. Okay,
What's a
be a
shelter? What word is a
nave.
shelter?
I'm sorry, a nave is literally a shelter. So under one translation of Anvehu is I will make for him a shelter, the Mishkan.
And the other one is from
Beauty. Nava.
the
Which goes
name
with
Nava.
Aramenu, right? I
Oh,
will glorify.
Nava.
And this is where Anvehu is the mitzvah of having a beautiful etrog and all of that. Zekeli van Veho. I'll beautify God in my service. Aviv. But this is what's interesting about this shir is that it was also covered by David and Yeshayahu. Covered in the sense of they also sang the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know it, you notice in Tehillim, right?
No.
The last parak of Tehillim. The Minametzar, Kod Hashem said, "My enemies press me to the point of falling. Hashem is running. Hashem saved me." Zimrat Same
Oh.
passage that we're going to have to figure out exactly what that means. Same passage in Tehillim. Korea The righteous are celebrating. God's hand did matters of strength. And Yeshayahu, this is the Haftorah for the last day of Pesach.
Okay.
I think. Lamud. So I don't know if you say it, but it's talking about the Acharit Hayamim, right? Days of Mashiach, the final battle. Ba'amarta b'yamahu, Odepar Hashem, ki anafta bi. And I will say in that day, I will thank God, even though He was angry with me. Yeshav apcha v'tachameni, your anger withdrew and you comforted me. Hinei kelishu eti eftach God of my salvation. I will have faith and trust in God of my salvation. I will not be afraid. Ki oziv ka Hashem, Yeshua. Same phrase. It's a good
Nice
chorus.
phrase. It's a good phrase for a parochet of a our own Kodesh.
Yes, it's a sing. It's a clearly what you sing when you're singing about God saving you in battle, right? That's what it means. That's what it means in Shirat Yam and Hallel and in Yeshayahu about this final battle with Sancherib. Everyone argues about what that means. Okay, here's Art Scroll. The might and vengeance of God was the salvation for me.
Aziv Zimratia.
Zimrath, let's see what Zimrath has with vengeance of God. I heeded Yeshua, and it was my thing. But Rav Schwab, it's translated as God is my strength and my song, my Oz and my Zimrah.
Right.
Okay, and he was a salvation for me, right? Right? And that's a Vayhi, and he was. So that translation comes from Uncles, where he translates the phrase, what is it?
Not that different.
Okay, I mean, the biggest difference is whether
Is
that
Zimmer.
Zimra is a vengeance
Right.
or a song, and whether it's of Hashem or it's of or me, is the big
Right.
difference there. So that's how we're going to look at that. How do you read the grammar there? It very seems inconsistent.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm going to kind of just want to piece those together, right? He translates Tokvi, my strength, with Tushbachti, and my praise, right? Zimra, Dechilat Hashem, was really the fear of God, right? Was my strength and my praise. That's what I sung about. Okay, and he translates the rest of the passage. I won't worry about terribly. But there's a separate phrase, Vahaveli Leparak, and it was a salvation, a purkan for me. Two separate phrases. And in other words, he's reading Zimrat as Zimrati. It's my strength, my song. That was Hashem. It doesn't say Zimrati, right? It says Zimrat. Quotes in the right direction.
Zimmer, is that some kind of a branch of a grape tree?
Ah, good question. We'll have to talk about that. Where does Zemer come from? What does
Yeah.
it mean? Okay. And you're right. It means to prune.
To prune, right.
Right, so it's cut off, to cut pieces off. Okay. But Rashi is bothered by this translation of Uncles explicitly. So he reads the whole thing, Ozir Zimratka, as the subject of the whole phrase. And he is the verb. Ozir Zimratka, that translate, was the Lili Yeshua, was my salvation, was the salvation for me. And Rashi would
But
say,
one thing is, the word Vayehi is singular.
ah, that's a good point. So he's going to read that as a whole. The bigger problem he has is that Vayehi should come before the subject, right? If that's the case, it should be Vayehi Oziv Zimratka Lili Shua.
Or Vayehi you.
It should be Vayehi, but he's treating this all as kind of one concept together. I'm less bothered by that, and Rashi's less bothered by that, but it's
Oh.
a good point. You're absolutely right. That is singular. That's good.
Because the two possibilities are God is the subject, right?
Right, it's
And
Aziv.
or my song and my zemer, my strength and my zemer. Or
So Rashi
God
can
is
take
my
it as
Yeshua. Okay.
Aziv Zimrat ka Hayat Lili Yeshua, taking it as a
Yeah.
one thing together, and he's reading it reversed, and he says that okay, that it happens often enough to where we end up kind of moving the verb afterwards with the
Right.
Vav HaHikuch, right? And his example from Parashat Bo, Asher lo sam li bo atzvar Hashem, and then the one who did not care about the word of God in Makat Barad, vayazov et avadav nei basadeh, left his servant and his servants and his cattle in the field. That should be vayazov asher lo sam li bo, but it has it in the middle. That's Rashi's point. Va'al tameh lashon vayhi shlomar haya. Don't worry about that. Really, that is the verb in the middle. It's linking the first part and the second part. There are other sources that speak the same way. For instance, when describing building the Beit HaMikdash, and that the walls of the hall and the devir and the inner chamber, the Kodesh Kodeshim, Vayasa'ot Saviv, and they became the sides of the bit by it around. Hayolomar Asat Salot. They should have been those things were the Tzala'ot.
So
See
now
you
he's
later.
talking about tense, present or future? Is
No, I'm
that
talking
the
about the
no?
placement of the
Oh,
verb.
the placement of
The
the
place of the
verb.
verb. That normally the imperfect tense with above hipuch, like vayadaber, vayas, vayihi, should be before the subject. Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe l'amor. The
Right,
perfect
but
just
as it
comes
says,
after.
I mean, I think I don't know. It's creating a question where it's poetry.
Right, so it's I mean, so you it's reasonable to say that, okay? And he gives the example. It should have, it should have been. If it's going to be the middle, it should be the perfect
Right.
tense, azav in
Okay.
there. So don't worry about it. That's a lesser issue. But his biggest issue is the fact that the word oz. Sorry, my wife is texting me. Dryer stuff.
Uzi has a kamatz, it's
It's
not
a
a
kamatz.
segel.
A shoot, not a shuruk,
No, a shuruk, right?
right? That oz, my
Uzi.
strength should be uzi, uzium uzi. Okay,
Right. That should
ozi.
be. Okay.
Okay, and he says that. So therefore, there. So the chirik yud here does not mean my. Right, it's not ozi. It's the extra syllable that's commonly put into words in biblical poetry. Right, in Hallel. You say, Hamashpili, all those yuds are extra.
Oh.
Hashem is Moshiva Keratabayat, Hoshiva. Right? Like
Oh.
all the time you'll see that. You'll see that at Nedariba Koach. In
Okay.
here we go. Min Hashem Nedariba Koach. In fact, the Shira. Okay? That's common in poetry. And the way I understand a little pshat, that this is like the ayayays. It's a superfluous symbol to make the meter come out right. Presumably there was some kind of meter there. So we have this in there. So Shirat Hayam, Yimincha Hashem Nedariba Koach, right? It's not Nedar. It actually is your right hand was Nedarba Koach, was glorified in strength. They just add the E there because however it was really said, that's what it needed. I'm sure there were deeper meanings to that in all of this, but Oz is just extra there. We see the same thing with above. Also in Shirat Hayam, Tivi'emo v'tita'emo b'har nachlatcha. Bring them, it's Tivi'em, the Tita'em, and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance. In the poetry, it's Tivi'emo v'tita'emo. That O there doesn't add anything to the meaning.
Okay.
So I just said the same thing about the Ozi. Ozi, it just means Oz. It's a kamatz katan, which is the same thing as a cholam, it's oz. And this is the way he puts it when he's looking at summarizing in the one in Hallel. That's Rashi's comment. Ozi yud yetera.
Oh.
Mikra, ozi nakud chataf kamatz el shirukas. Normally, uzi, meaning my strength, is not written with he calls it a chataf kamatz, a kamatz katan, but with a shuruk. Hus mishlosha mekamot shu samuch etzel zimra. Except for these three places where it's Oziv is Zimrat Kavi Yeshua.
Okay.
That's Ozi. Okay. So then Oziv is Zimrat Ka. So Oz is basically Samuchtika. So it's Oziv is Zimrat Ka means the strength and the Zimra of Hashem as a single phrase. And we start to translate Zimra. Okay. So my salvation was the strength of God. That makes sense. And the Zimra of Hashem. And here Rashi translates Zimra. The way our scroll does is vengeance. Okay, Zevashvach, Shevach. This is the praise that we're saying. Oziv Zimraka, who hayal li Yeshua. Right? This was, right? This who, singular, right? This thing together. God's strength and song as a whole was my salvation. And Zimrat Davuku, right? This is a Devukud form is of God. The Tevat Hashem is connected to Hashem's name. Lashon Zimra, Lashon Lotizmor. That's your point. That he says that Zimra comes from the language of Lotizmor, don't prune. Talking about Peah, don't prune, don't cut the branches off of the corners
But
of your
why isn't
guys.
if this is it, the way they want to read it, why isn't Oz also the Oz of Hashem like
It
Zimrat?
is. It is the strength of Hashem. That's what we're saying.
Oh, yeah,
Oz
but
is. The
you
oz
wouldn't
is masculine.
say, how would
It's
you
not oz.
say, how would you just say Like we don't say Zimra Hashem, it's Zimrat
Zimra.
Hashem.
So if it ends in a kamat hey, that becomes a tough. If it's just a plain masculine ending, it doesn't change at all. It's
Oh, it
Oz
doesn't?
Hashem,
Oh, that's how it is.
right? That's
Okay.
just right. You don't
Yeah,
change it.
got
That's the
it.
point there. There's no the smikud form is the same as the plain form for masculine nouns.
So it's not Zemer, it's Zimra.
It's Zimra. It's right. It's, all right, but still, where does it come from? So he says it comes from Lo Tizmor or Zimir Itzim, cutting down the powerful from Yeshaya. Again, this idea of cutting off a branch,
Okay.
of cutting off. So he's saying
Okay.
that this is the nekama, God's vengeance, right? God's cut off the enemy.
Oh, but a zimmer,
And
isn't it? It's not like a good thing. You're making the grapes get better.
well, let's look at what a zemer is. I mean, the literal meaning just means to prune, right? It's the actual act of cutting.
Oh.
It's not so much your purpose in that, but the actual cutting off is a
Oh.
zemer. Okay?
Okay.
A zimra.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our scroll. The might and vengeance of God was salvation for me. So that's exactly what Rashi is saying. It's all of God, and this is all taken as a singular one thing. The other two places, Rashi actually goes with a more common translation of Zimra's song. Right, in Yeshaya, Oziv is Zimrat Ka, Oz v'Shevach, right, the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Hayah Li Yeshua. Right, it's strength and song. For Rashi, it's the Oziv is Zimrat Gvurat Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the song of God's power was my salvation. And I would prefer that here. But I'm going to read that with Rashi. Hashem's strength and song was my salvation. Oz v'zimra shel Hashem, hayah li Yeshua. That's the way I translate that. So the question then is, what does it mean? I mean, I understand Hashem's strength was my salvation, right? I get saved, God fought for me. Hashem milachem lachem, that's wonderful. But how is that zimrat ka? How is God's song a source of salvation? That's where I want to go right now.
Okay.
Sing it, right? We said, right, we sang to God. And that was what saved us. What's a Zimra? So
Okay.
Rav Huttner, and they got a nice wall of Hebrew text here from the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, said the Zimra as a religious song is connected to the pruning definition. It's a matter of cutting off. It's an expression of separation. And this is the way he puts it. Zimra inyana lashon kilus. So first off, Zimra is a expression of praise. God is great. That's the kind of song it is. Odien achad, matzino b'shorash tevat zimra. But there's another meaning that we see in this root of the word zimra. Timparesh hugam b'lashon achratah. It also means to cut off. Gonzomer, delametet melachot, like pruning is one of the 39 melachot of Shabbat, explicitly called zomer, pruning. Okay, you can't cut branches off. Why you're not supposed to ride a horse, and that's very complicated. And the Torah is used this way many times. We give examples of that. So how do you put that together with the song of praise? So putting together inyan kilus, the idea of praise, the inyan achratah, b'shorash achad shel zemer, putting that together in the idea of zemer. Yiperet hi al pi havana, and you can understand that when we explain, we can explain that when we understand ki pisgata kilus, that the point, or the highest point of praise, ugshem mekales marbel pa'el kol kach migodel ma'atoshel mekales. That the person doing the praising so goes overboard, talking about how great the one being praised is, until the person doing the praising feels like he's nothing.
Feels like what?
Like he's nothing. That's going a little over the top, right? When I'm talking, you're just great, wonderful, it's like I'm nothing, you're great. But for Hashem, that's not such a
Oh,
terrible
the
thing to say.
praiser, the one who's praising
The one who
feels
is
nothing.
praising
Okay.
is minimizing themselves in order
Yeah.
to elevate the one who's being praised.
Yeah.
Yeshuto. It's like cutting themselves off from existence.
Oh,
I am
oh.
nothing, you are everything. That's the
Okay.
highest form of kilus or praise. So this praise and this idea of cutting off actually have a common origin. So it's this idea of feeling like your existence is being cut off, is being minimized. It's named Misha Gadol Mene before the one who's so great. That's praising the one who's being called great. So, at any
What is
rate, it's
the word kilos?
praise.
Oh, that's Hebrew?
That is Hebrew. It's more Aramaic Hebrew.
Yeah.
Where do we use that in modern Hebrew? I'm curious.
Kilos doesn't sound.
I say Hebrew in English.
Kilos.
Kilus, and he translates that as thinking
Ta-da.
kilos. That doesn't help me at all. That makes no sense whatsoever. It is not kilos.
Kilos.
Tens, you know? That doesn't help me at all. We use the term lekales in davening. The end of Yeshtabach. Right. Let's look at the words.
Ooh, Habocher b'shirei
Yeah, we do that. Place.
Shir
No, it's
shvacha
not
halel
Shabbos.
b'zimra.
Yeah, it's a.
O's and zimra there
Yeah,
together.
definitely there, but I want to look at. Oh, I'm looking for the. We're looking for the kilos. Yeah, we definitely use those terms to praise Hashem, definitely.
Oh, maybe it's in a long line of
Yeah.
words. L'shabeach, la blah blah
Yeah,
la
right
la
here.
la l'kales.
Right there, right
There it
there,
is. There it
right before
is.
you step up, right? Right,
L'shabeach. Very good.
okay, so that's what we do use that. It's one of the
Yeah.
synonyms for praise. Why he used that one, I'm not sure. Okay.
Okay.
So this is praise that's said as a song. That's what Zemar is, putting together. The Ilu, the Klomar, Divrei Kilus Stam, Yanim. In Stam Inyanam, that's simply praising, who bitui havdalato shel hakatan b'pnei mi shegadol mimenu. So praising someone is a matter of minimizing yourself and maximizing the person you're praising.
Okay.
Okay, kilus shel zimra, we're talking about zimra specifically, you know who bitui hitanug shel hagashat hitbatnut. It's song in the sense we enjoy it. This is something we're happy about. I'm singing the fact that I am nothing and you are everything. That's wonderful. That's why it's a song. That's what a
Okay.
zemer
The
is.
word hitbatlut is belittling.
To belittle oneself.
Okay.
Okay, to nullify
Oh,
yourself.
lehit batel,
Batel,
to
right.
make yourself nothing. Yeah.
Nothing, right? That's what it is. And kilos, when we're doing is so zimra is the praise that makes that cuts off our. They hit as batel ourselves, and we're celebrating it. We're rejoicing in that. That's when I
And
sing
all
a zimmer.
this is a definition of Zimmer.
Right, sing zimmer as a song is a praise where we're actually singing because we are appreciate. This makes us happy. This is a good thing that we are nothing. You, God, are everything. So here's the difference between when we call something a shir, and he goes into this when we talk about in Tehillim between shir and mizmor. Right? Right. The shir is a celebration of relationship and of togetherness. It's celebrating the Ahavat Hashem. We are one. You're with us. And The Mizmor is something that's sung to celebrate this feeling of Nisgave. God is so elevated and so Tidfala and so separated, literally to separate, or so wondrous. It's a celebration of Yirat Hashem.
So it's a song, but the word's origin has to do with cutting off.
Right. It is a song about of Yirat Hashem, that comes out of Yirat Hashem, as opposed to Avat Hashem.
Because the language part is zemer is to cut off.
Right. That
Okay.
God, you are great, as opposed to God, you love me and you're always here. God, you're infinitely far and awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Mila Yotze Mizeh. So what comes out of this? He bitui hat hit ha hit anug shel tunat hit pashtut v'avodat Hashem hu tochno shel hashir.
Yeah.
So that hit pashtut is really the spreading out. That God is everywhere, and our how do I translate hit pashtut?
Hit pashtut, hit
Yeah.
pashet.
Here's how you.
But that's a tet, not a tough.
Yeah, shot. It's a shot. Here we go. It's the expansion. Okay, that's what translates expansion, as opposed to contraction.
Oh.
Good. Okay, so a sheer is an expression of the expand and of our ever expanding sense of self and joining to Hashem when we're serving Hashem.
A
That
shear
sheer,
or a
that's a
zimmer?
sheer. A
Okay.
zemer is the contraction, like I am so small and God, you're so great.
Okay.
Itanug, and it's the pleasure, the joy in this hit kavtsut, this movement
Ah,
toward contraction.
okay. Hit
Okay.
kav tsut. Hit kat save.
Kat, hit
Hit
kavtsut
kav.
is to contract.
Okay.
Okay, and that is the mizmor.
Okay.
Okay, so the Zimra is a celebration of Yirat Hashem. That's the bottom line of what he's saying here.
Okay.
So Zimrat Ka, so that I celebrate the fact that I am powerless, God, you're all powerful. That was my Yeshua. And what's noticeable about this pasuk is that the name Shem Hashem here is Ka, Yud-Heh, right? Which appears one other time in all of the Torah. And that's later in our
Really?
parsha. Yep.
Such a, just a little word. Such
Yep.
a
And again,
common
it's
word in our
common in
mind.
Tehillim and other places, but in Torah it's twice. It's here in Shirat HaYam, and it's at the end of the parsha in the description after the battle with Amalek. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, tov zot zikru ba'sefer. Hashem, after the battle, tells Moshe, you need to write this down in the book, v'sim bo zeh Yehoshua, and teach it to Yehoshua. Because I will wipe out the memory of Amalek from under the heavens. And Moshe builds an altar and he calls out the name of God as my miracle, my flag. And Moshe says, there you go. Because the hand, because his hand is on the throne of God. The war of God with Amalek, Bidor Dor in all generations.
What's cuss?
This is the throne. It's short for Kiseh.
Oh.
Okay, so Rashi points out that Kiseh is short for Kiseh Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Ken.
Okay, Rashi points out that name of Yud Kei Vav Kei indicates the lack of the divine presence.
Indicates
It's
what?
cut. A lack of divine presence. I don't feel God there. Okay, it's imperfect. It's broken. That's Rashi. That God's hand is lifted up to swear on his throne, that there will be an eternal war with Amalek. Why? Why is it kiss and not kiseh? And the Shem Hashem is cut in half. It's the kind of the shortened version of Hashem's name. It's Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu, the part of the oath here that Hashem makes. She'ein Shemo Shalem, Ein Kiso Shalem. God's name is not complete, and his story is not complete. Ad shimchesh shemosh kulo, till Amalek's
Oh.
wiped out.
Huh.
Right? Until that, acharit hayamim, the end of days, then it's just Hashem is going to be known as Ka in this world. Not Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Shiyimchesh shemo, and when Amalek's wiped out, yeah, shem shalem, v'kaseh shalem. Right? That's what we say at the end of Aleinu, right? At the idea of Arkhit, I mean, the end of days. Echad. His name will be one, right? We'll have to say the whole name. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Which is why the pasuk from Yeshaya, which is talking about this final battle, Gog and Magog, right? Final salvation, has the full name, right? He says, Kazi v'zimra ka Hashem, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Yeshua. Sticks the full name of God in there. The quote for it's not exactly the same words as Yeshir. Okay, so this Zimra is about rejoicing in Hashem's power even when we're powerless. Well, the Zimra is rejoicing in Hashem's power when we're not powerless, and the Zimra with that name is about rejoicing even when we don't see that power. We don't have power, and we're not seeing Hashem's power. So this is the way Rabbi Schwab puts it.
Where do you get
Saying,
that we don't see it? It's
because that's why the name of Hashem that we're singing about is only half the name. That's Shmo
Okay.
Shalem. That was the point with Rashi's point before.
Wait, Rashi's
That,
point was they're not complete
they're not
because
complete.
Amalek is still there, but not complete is different than saying we don't see it.
Okay, so I would say don't fully see that power, right? Amalek is still there, so Hashem's power is not complete. It's the way I would see that. You want to word that differently?
Yeah, because we don't see it means it's there, it's full there, but we don't
Okay,
see it.
yeah, even when it's not manifest,
Even
that the, yeah,
though.
that evil, even when evil still exists in the world.
Okay.
And that even when,
But you want to get full power in there somehow.
well, I'm okay with that.
Okay. And God's power isn't in its fullness or something, but it is, but you're, well, yeah, it's funny to say, okay.
Is not how it fully manifest. Hashem's not
Okay.
showing out there, right?
Okay. He has
Okay.
it, but it, we, yeah, okay, yeah.
It's not there. There is still room for the
Yeah.
world to be improved.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating that. So this way of Shabbat, that the sense here is while I was enslaved in Egypt, this is that like by Yeshua means it was in the past, not in the Kriyat Yam Suf, which everything is awesome, but even during slavery, while I was enslaved, the name of Kadosh Baruch was not recognized in the world, which resulted in our enslavement. Nevertheless, he was my strength and song, right? The Uz in the Zimratka. And it's that faith that I could still sing while we were in enslaved. That's the Zimra that was still by Yeshua. This tenacious adherence to their bitachon Kadosh Baruch Hu, even while they're building Pitom and Ramses, during which Hashem, he, which he said, so let me actually get the exact words here.
Oh, he showed himself only as Yud K, which
He
eventually led to their
was
Yeshua. Okay.
during which he spell he there we go, during which he showed himself only as yeah, which
Okay.
eventually so that was our salvation, just having that faith throughout the being able to sing through that time. That's what our Yeshua was, keeping the faith even in dark times. That's what a Zimrat Kai is all about. So that's why this is part of the introduction this year. Back in the bad old days, I still sang to Hashem. That's what kept us going. That's
Zimrat, yeah, by Yehili Lishua. Aziv Zimrat.
right. But
Okay.
it's all this, it's the strength and the song. So it really it's a Z hinting at my, right? It's my acknowledgement of Hashem's strength and my song. That we, you know, Bnei Yisrael kept singing the Zimra.
So what about the that it's a Kamatz?
That's what it's you know, again, it's the Zimra of Hashem. It's more that it's the Zimra of Hashem's strength, putting those together, making Hendayatis.
Oh, my Yeshua.
That became Lil Yeshua. It was God's,
Yeah.
it's the praise of God, Zimrat God, and the strength of
Yeah.
God that I had faith in. That was my Yeshua.
Okay.
Okay. And then he adds that the combination of suffering and the joy bring bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's somehow.
Ooh, that's funny, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah,
I don't know how else
spelled.
he would spell it, but it looks funny. He looks Chinese.
Kaddish, Bitachon. Oh, here we go. I'm just a slash there to make it ask. Here we go. So the Bitachon and Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, how else would you translate that? Translate that. Beautifully symbolized here table and dip the mortar into charoset. So charoset, which symbolized the mortar which our forefathers had to make from their bricks, cinnamon strips, cinnamon straw, is to be composed of sweet ingredients instead of bitter ones. Charoset is sweet, even though it symbolizes mortar. It is the sweetness of the dip which reminds us of the bitterness of the slavery of our forefathers. The Maruah Chayahem was mitigated by sweetened by their bitachon, and Kadosh Baruch Hu would eventually redeem it. The charoset is sweet, even though it was part of but part of the mortar symbolizes slavery, but still there was a sweetness because we could still sing, right? The
Okay.
message of that is never give up hope, right? Always have faith. God's there, even if we're not fully seeing it.
Okay, so so it's not that God is my salvation, it's that the singing and praising of God is my
Well,
salvation.
that's what saved me, right? That's what kept me. I mean,
The singing as Aziv is Zimrat, yeah.
right. It's reading Oz of Zimra. It's God's strength saved me, and singing to God saved me. Both of those things, right? God did save me. That's his strength. But also part of that was the Zimra, which actually was us.
Okay.
We could still sing to God even under the most trying circumstances. And that's by Healy Yeshua.
It's
But
very you have to get into language. You have to appreciate l the language to
right. Yeah, I
like
mean, that's
to.
why I spent so much time on the Oz. You gotta, I mean, every time you have to mention a Kamatz Katan, then you know it's gonna get a little weird.
Right.
Probably
And
the better.
also the extra yud is also weird.
Yeah, so that happens a lot. So you ever, look at Hallel, next time you read Hallel. It's got all these extra syllables in the middle of all the words, or at the end of all the words,
Right. But
over
I
and over.
bet, the man on the street, you'd say, what is Aziva? They'd say, my strength, Aziv,
They would,
Yeah.
and then Zimratka, my it was yeah, but reading as my strength and is the praise of God was my
Yeah.
salvation clearly is theologically
Yes.
unworkable, right?
Right.
You can't say Ozi is my strength.
No.
So unless you say Ozi was Hashem, my strength was God.
Yeah, Aziz. No, God's wait. But he God's God is my strength.
Yes, that works with Ozi. It was Uzi Hashem or Uzika, but then what do you do with the Zimra?
Right.
Right. So that's why, I mean, that's why you
Right.
start out. It's very hard to figure out what to do with all the because the words don't fit together. Except in the reading it
And that
as.
Vayehi being, you think Vayehi is God, because it's
Right.
singular, but you're
Right.
not bothered by that singular.
I'm less bothered by the singular and right. I'm less bothered by the singular. I mean, again, Uncles would translate by he as referring to God, right? It's Ozi,
Right,
Ozi, Vizimratika.
that's what I'm
Ka.
saying.
Right. So he has got to say that Ozi is my strength and Zimrat means my song, were Hashem, right? Hashem was my strength. That's not problematic. Hashem is my song. That's who I praise. That's not problematic. And
Right.
comma, Vayehi, and Hashem was my salvation.
Right.
The problem that Rashi has is that Zimrat doesn't fit with that.
Right.
It doesn't say Zimrati.
Yeah.
And the
And
grammar on Uzi.
another weird part is how do you get the combination of Zimra being a pruning, a cutting off, and a song?
Right.
If it means a cutting off, where does he get the song part of it.
Right. So it
He's
definitely
saying it's
is.
a song that cuts me off,
Right,
makes
that's what
me
our
go.
footnote says, right? That's what our footnote puts that together.
But if it's a cutting off, what word gives him the word for song?
Well, it's clearly used that way, right? Like
Cutting off
Mizmor,
song.
Mizmor le David, it clearly.
Yeah. It's a cutting off song. It's a song that has in it a cutting off of the singer.
That's the way
A
Ralph puts it.
belittling. A belittling. Yeah. All right. There's a lot going on here. And none of them are perfect.
None of them are perfect, right? That's
Because
clear.
it's perfect.
And that's the nature of poetry, right?
Now, I'm just going to say what is perfect is that it's perfect poetry.
Right, is that it's got lots of meanings kind of all together. There isn't a right way to
Yeah,
read
yeah,
them. They all
yeah.
kind of blend together,
Yeah.
which is a not a bad thing at
Zemer,
first hear.
there's a popular dance song, Zemer, Zemer, Lach. Zemer, Zemer, Lach.
Oh, I don't know.
Zemer, Zemer, Lach.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
Very good.
it's good. Okay, so next week you don't really know. You're gonna play it by ear. See
I can
when you
play, but
land.
I'll give you a call. I got your number now, and hopefully my
See when you
phone should
get your
work.
luggage. You know, it gets dark pretty early, so I don't know. When else could you get here?
Oh,
So you're
anyway.
gonna go to Carmiel, and where are you staying? In their apartment?
Yeah, they got a spare bedroom.
For how long?
I'm leaving Thursday, or what? I guess I'm leaving Thursday, right?
So you'll
Wait,
be there
I
about
get, I mean,
five?
if that doesn't work, then I could probably come by on the other end.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that. Let's see. Let me see when I get in, how
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and
But
we'll
from
figure it
here,
out.
it'll still be quite a trip to Carmiel by train. Where do you go to? You go to Binyamina and then how do you get to Carmiel?
I thought he's had me change
Haifa?
in Haifa. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I change.
You know, it'll be a trip from here. You have to get from here to the train, wait for the train, go to Haifa, which is in about an hour.
Okay, I mean, probably another hour
And
to
then Haifa to Carmiel probably is what, a half hour?
probably, I don't know, but the train, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But more than that.
Not sure. Maybe. So it'll be a trip from here. It'll be a 2 hour trip, say. Okay.
All right, I've got nothing else to going on. Hopefully, I won't be lost.
No, our youngest son was here. Idan, where are you switching? How are you getting to Israel?
Boston.
Okay. And then Boston straight to Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
On LRL. So we got.
So he switched at, he went Delta to Rome and then LL to here, and his luggage, his bag never made it here.
That's what I'm kind of worried about. Like my daughter just came back from Israel, the luggage never made it.
And eventually it did.
I don't know. They just got back and without
Oh,
luggage. So hopefully they'll get
well, so
back.
his eventually made it, but he was already on his way home.
Yeah. Downside of
So
checking
make
luggage.
sure, you know, as always, you take with you you fill in
Right.
your medications, another pair of underwear, your toothbrush. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know what's going on now. So she still didn't get her luggage.
Did not get her luggage. She made it back to the US, but no luggage.
And she flew LL.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very rare.
Losing luggage?
Yeah. And
I don't
that,
know. You got 100% of the people we just talked about lost their luggage.
I know, but I don't think I know anyone who it never showed up.
I don't know.
Like eventually it shows up and they deliver it. So sometimes it's good. You don't have to ship
Okay,
it.
I'm gonna get some
All
rest.
right, thank you very
Thank
much.
you.
Oh, so maybe I'll see you next week. Maybe.
Okay, Mr. Shem, at some point we'll see each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.